It costs a lot of money to light up Oklahoma's roads. Cities across the state are hoping to cut their electricity and maintenance bills by updating street and highway lights with new technology. LEDs save energy and money, but as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, doctors say the lights could have unintended health and environmental consequences.
David Glabis opens the door and squints his eyes. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation, the laboratory, is outside.
Well, we're in the south parking lot of the ODOT building, right at the end of motorcycle parking.
Glabis is the assistant chief traffic engineer for the state agency. He cranes his neck and points up at a tall tower. During daylight hours, the silver pole looks just like scores of others that light up state highway interchanges across the state. But this highway light is different.
Well, we've got three heads up there, and each head has got nine segments, and each one of those segments has multiple LEDs inside of it.
LEDs, short for light-emitting diodes, are a relatively new form of lighting technology. The state agency is testing them because cities want them. Local governments pay for the power and maintenance of highway lights once they're built, and city officials are turning to LEDs for the same reason residents and business owners are. They save money.
What kind of energy savings are we talking about?
It's so good, I don't believe it. What is it, Steve?
I think it's about 67%. Yeah, it really reduces the cost.
That's Tom Baker and Steve Hart with the Downtown Coordinating Council in Tulsa. Last year, the council installed LEDs in three streetlight pilot projects in Tulsa's downtown corridor, including a mix of business and residential areas and around the Blue Dome Entertainment District. The new lights save a lot of energy, and they're much more durable than the standard orange-colored high-pressure sodium lights. Baker says that slashes maintenance costs. But there's a hitch.
There's a lot of discussion about the temperature, the Kelvin, whether it's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, whatever. We chose the 4,000.
Smaller numbers are warmer and oranger. Larger numbers are cooler and bluer. It sounds confusing, but that color temperature number is important. At 4,000 Kelvin, the LED streetlights in downtown Tulsa appear white, but Mario Mata says they're actually too blue.
The 4,000K LEDs are about 30% blue.
Mata is a medical doctor who has studied how lighting affects human health. He's also an avid amateur astronomer who has deeply researched the environmental effects of light pollution. Mata helped author guidance recently adopted by the American Medical Association. The country's largest organization of physicians now urges cities to avoid LEDs on the blue end of the color spectrum.
So it's bad for human driving. It's hurtful to the eye. It actually causes pupillary constriction, so you see worse in the dark. So it makes it look like it's dark when you're not directly under the light. And it's bad for the environment.
Mata and other doctors say bluish light can disrupt sleep patterns, hormone regulation, and other internal biological cycles. Research also suggests LEDs can negatively impact migrating birds, insects, turtles, and other nocturnal wildlife.
They're sold as very energy efficient. Once they're put up, the complaints start roaring in.
LED streetlights have received fierce backlash around the country, from Seattle to Brooklyn. The city of Davis, California, paid $350,000 to replace hundreds of LEDs with warmer units residents could live with. Traffic engineer Kurt Kraft says Tulsa has been installing the bluer LEDs, but the city would make changes if new science comes in.
Really, I think the consensus is more research needs to be done in looking at the longer-term health effects and the exposure from streetlights in particular.
State Impact surveyed several communities in Oklahoma where LED lights have been installed. Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Norman are all using units that exceed the AMA's blue light threshold. But the projects are new, and LED use isn't widespread. Mata, the doctor, hopes cities take their time. LEDs don't burn out like regular light bulbs. That means once they're installed, cities might not change them for 10 to 15 years. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.